As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Patsy Watt Corn there telling us all the story of the fisherman's paradise or fisherman's heaven and Fiddler's Green. A distinct scarcity of female vocalists so far on the show, Joe, which we will have to put to right immediately, because here's Maura Hegarty singing that lovely W.B. Yeats poem, Down by the Sally Gardens. Now, I've told you before, and I hope you take note, that Sally is the Irish word for willow, down by the willow gardens. And this is, I think I played this version before, or was it another version? But here, Maura Hegarty, have a listen to this lovely treatment of this lovely song.
Thank you.
No, I don't think I've played that version of that particular song before. That was a wonderful treatment by Maura Hegarty and Down by the Sally Gardens, My Love and I Did Roam. Let's have a bit of fun. You see, young Delaney had a donkey. Now, everybody admired, but it was permanently lazy and permanently tired. Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Val Doonigan tell you the story of Delaney's donkey.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place, stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist him, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
And the bookmakers all drew aside and all committed suicide. I think that's a great rhyming line there. I had an uncle who used to sing that particular song, but there it was, Delaney's donkey, sung for us by Val Dunigan. Those of you who've been with me since the very first Sounds Irish, way back in the day, as they say, will know that I'm a big fan of Dolores Keane. And on putting my playlist together for this very special programme of very popular Irish songs, I wondered what song I might play of Dolores. And then here's one that I haven't played for quite some time. And in this unfortunate times in our country, when a lot of our young people are leaving to go and work in Australia or Canada or the US, I think this one, well, it sums it all up. Here's Dolores Keane and Far Away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, I left behind. Now in success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, I left behind.
She has an amazing voice, that lady. I think you'd call that contemporary folk, would you not? I don't know what you'd call it, but it's beautiful. Now, earlier on, we had Celtic Woman. Remember, Isle of Inishree. We're having the male version of Celtic Woman now, but they call themselves the High Kings, another very talented group that, unfortunately, we don't hear too often here in their own country, but they are touring the world and still continue to draw in crowds, no matter what venues they perform at. And here, they're doing a wonderful version of a song entitled The Star of the County Down. Now, let me tell you this before I play it. I think I may have mentioned it countless times on Sounds Irish, that in the school which I attended from the age of 6 to 16 in Liverpool, it was run by nuns, most of whom were Irish. And on Sunday evenings, we used to have what she called gramophone recitals. And she used to inflict gramophone records on, well, on 9, 8-year-old youngsters who hadn't got a clue and didn't want to have a clue about what she was talking about. But this particular song she played every week. It was the John McCormack version of The Star of the County Down. And this version by the High Kings is far removed from that scratchy old John McCormack version. I've probably upset every John McCormack fan there ever was now. The High Kings and The Star of the County Down.
Near Banbridge down in the County Down, one evening last July, down a boring green came a sweet Connie, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat in her two bare feet and the sheen in her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. As she onward sped and I shook me head and I gazed at the feeling queer, and I says I to a passerby, who's your one with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and with pride says he, she's the gem of old Ireland's crown, young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban and the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly and a smile like a rose in June, and you held each knot in her auburn throat as she lilted laments and tunes. At the padded and danced me in a trance as she skipped through a jig or a wheel. When her eyes she'd roll as she lift your soul and your heart she would lightly steal. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. The harvest fair should be surely there, and I'll dress in me Sunday clothes, but me hat got right and me shoes shone bright for a smile from the nut brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, no pipe I'll smoke, so do the rest of me plough turn brown, and a smile bright by my own fireside is the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. Soft brown eye and a look so sly and a smile like a rose in June, and you held each knot in her auburn throat as she lilted the mance and tunes. By the Patterton dance she'd be in a trance as she skipped through a jig or a rail. When her eyes she'd roll and she'd lift your soul, and your heart she would lightly steal. And I'll fight to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay down to Derrickin, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Another very talented group there, the High Kings and the Star of the County Down. I was turning it over in my mind as to what Brendan O'Dowd track I would play for this particular programme of the most popular of Irish songs. You know that one. So what I've done, I've going to play for you now the very first Brendan O'Dowd track I ever played on Sounds Irish, as I said earlier, way back in the day. And it tells the beautiful, haunting story of Gortna Mona, which means in English the field of the bog or the bog field. And he's reminiscing and he's going back in his mind to the fields, to Gortna Mona, or in other words, to Ireland.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gortna Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gortna Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across. Now if you go through the woods of Gortna Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gortna Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my
Isn't that beautiful? Gortna Mona there from Brendan O'Dowd, written by Percy French. Now, we've spoken about Percy French on Sounds Irish countless times. This wonderful songwriter. And I don't think, certainly during his lifetime, that he got the praise and adulation that he should have got. He did after he died. But he wrote some wonderful songs, songs that we played lots and lots of on Sounds Irish. But I think that is my favourite of all the Percy French songs. One of the musical jobs that I do as a musician here living in my hometown of Bray is to entertain tourists. I have a regular sort of job at a venue not too far from where I live, a hotel, that cater for a lot of tourists visiting Ireland. And over this St. Patrick's Festival, I was playing in this hotel with quite a number of tourists listening to the, quote, entertainment, close quote, that I was providing. And I just stopped suddenly and I said to them, I want you to name me one Irish song. And I was, well, not astounded, but slightly surprised when this one came up as what they thought was the most popular of Irish songs. Well, to be honest with you, friends, it's not an Irish song. It was written by a German. And I'm going to dedicate this to any Kathleen that's listening to me. Yes, you've guessed it. It's our Daniel Slot. And this young German man wrote this song for his wife because she wanted to go back home to the land from whence she came. Thus, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Here's Daniel.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my loving bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no and when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen.
Daniel O'Donnell there, and his interpretation of the song, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. You know, every so often in the entertainment business, a star comes along, and I mean star, who can attract audiences wherever he or she appears, no matter what part of the world. one such star was Daniel O'Donnell, because for years and years now, Daniel, wherever he appears, he just fills the venues to capacity. I think it's his simple way of putting a song across. That's just my idea. He has wonderful arrangements, and you wouldn't call him the world's greatest singer by no means, but he has, I think, a lovely, simple way of putting a song across. And I think it's demonstrated there in his version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Now, let me say here and now that I don't like everything Daniel does, but he does, whatever he does reasonably well and sometimes very well. That was his version of the song. Now, here's a voice that you've heard regularly and regularly on Sounds Irish since we've started. And at this time of the year, I know Irish people who are away from home think about their home and think about their families and think about all those people that they've left behind. Here's herself, Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and My Own Dear Native Land.
A dear little isle in the western ocean. 'Tis an island of purity, holy and grand. Her name fills her daughters and sons with emotion when heard on the shores of a far and distant land. 'Tis Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, patriot, warrior and saint, of guards and of chieftains whose names live in story. May they live forever on history's page. And I love every blade of grass green on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. I love your green hills and your marvel. I love you, Acushla, you're my own dear native land. True and a glorious nation, your name and your your fame war known all o'er the world, till misfortune came o'er you and sad desolation, and your emerald banner in slavery may unfurl. They tortured your children, despised your green bower. They tried to exterminate you long ago, but the Irish are somehow like wild creeping flowers. The faster that you pluck them, oh, the quicker they seem to grow. And I love every blade of grass green on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. I love your green hills and your marvelling fountain. I love you, Acushla, you're my own dear native land. Yes, I love you, Acushla, you're my own.